Barely. Barely. I don't know nothing about Muslims. I don't know nothing about Muslims.
I'm here to sing some songs for my mama. One, two, three, four. Well, folks, this is a kind of a sentimental evening for me because this is my final live performance I'll ever do, ever. No biggie. No. No hard feelings. No sour grapes whatsoever. I've been doing this 16 years. Enjoyed every second of it. Every plane flight, every segment, every delay, every canceled flight, every lost luggage, living in hotel rooms, every broken relationship, playing the comedy pouch in Possum Ridge, Arkansas every fucking year. It's been great. Don't get me wrong. But the fact of the matter is, the reason I'm going to quit performing is I finally got my own TV show coming out next fall on CBS. So, thank you. Finally. It is not a talk show.
Dear God, thank you. Thank Jesus. Thank Buddha. Thank Mohammed. Thank Allah. Thank Krishna. Thank every fucking God in the book.
Please, relax. No, it's not a talk show. It's a half-hour weekly show that I will host entitled Let's Hunt and Kill Billy Ray Cyrus. So y'all be tuning in? Cool. It's a fairly self-explanatory plot. Each week we let the hounds of hell loose and we chase that jarhead, no-talent, cracker asshole all over the globe. Till I finally catch that fruity little ponytail of his in the back, pull him to his knees, put a shotgun in his mouth like a big black cock of death. And we'll be back in 95 with Let's Hunt and Kill Michael Bolton. So... thank you very much. I'm just trying to rid the world of all these fevered egos that are tainting our collective unconscious and making us pay a higher psychic price than we imagine. In fact, that's how I pitched it to the networks, exactly. I said, I'd like to do a show where I rid the world of all these fevered egos that are tainting our collective unconscious. And the guy at CBS said, will there be titty? And... sure, I don't know, sure. Boom, a check falls in my lap, and I'm a producer. I never knew it was that easy. All these years I've been trying to write scripts and characters and plots and stories that had meaning. Will there be titty? Sure, boom, I'm a producer now. Where have you been all our life, boy? We've been looking for you in Hollywood. What are these titties gonna do? Jiggle? You're a fucking genius. Give me another check. I can't write enough checks for you. You've answered our prayers in Hollywood. Jiggling titties. Who would have thunk of it?
I generally love my job. You know what's great about being a comic is I have no boss. There's a definite plus in a lifestyle.
Deborah, can you hear me? playing ping pong balls, honey?
Yeah. Let's see if Cheryl can hear it too. Cheryl?
Yeah. What's that sound? God, hello.
Honey? Hello.
It's me.
Why are you sounding very breathy today? Do you not have any sort of pop screen for your breath?
Breathy?
Well, I hear this. I hear this.
Let me turn
you
down
get
my...
what you pay for, you know what I'm saying?
I don't pay for nothing.
Let me turn down my microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hairy? Is it better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll try not to hold it in front of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Hi, honey, you look so young tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, did you lose some age?
Mm-hmm.
It's very flattering lighting. Maybe Reagan can learn a thing or two from you.
You mean with, well, he should be an expert with his mirrorless $3,000 camera, right? Isn't that a $3,000 camera?
Cheryl, are you saying money doesn't fix everything?
Deborah. Deborah. Stop it.
Stop. Let me pop.
I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding red.
Whoop, I apologize.
So what's up? What's up? Yeah.
Pop music. Carly Rae.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with Deborah?
Retarded?
Yeah. You driving, honey?
No, I'm in the studio. Do I sound bad or something?
Your ducking's messed up, Skype, goatsy style.
Hold on.
Honey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, when I tap the mic, what mic are you hearing?
How the fuck should I know which mic that is?
Well, if I tap... Oh. I mean, is it professional sound or does it sound like Cheryl's cheap mic?
Why don't you do a test?
Tap it.
Okay, hold on, I'm tapping it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the expensive mic. Was there a tap?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, I know what it is. Hold on.
Here's my expensive mic. Let's go.
I'm 22 years old, 大人の世界に change over. 卑怯で嘘つき駆け引き for money, hard to keep up, always still being me, but 忘れない逃げない絶対あの頃自分突き通せ.
Damn.
Good. So how about this? You hear that yet?
Oh, this tapping drum is good.
Okay, tapping. That's my $7 mic.
It doesn't sound as clear as it normally does. Is Skype doing something different?
It's that new shitty Skype from Awfulness. Yeah.
Yeah, they're using a different VoIP compression or something because it sounds like totally shit.
How come it's only fuck up? How come it's only fucking up you though?
Oh wait, well maybe it's me. Cheryl, does it sound like it always does? Does it sound like it's compressing it differently?
I don't know. You just sound like crap, but you know.
Maybe it's me. Let me switch down.
Hello? Okay, are we done with our technical?
My name is Cheryl Trigg Murkowski, 25 years old. Happy to be joining you today on this Grum here.
Same.
Such a good. You wait. How are you the same? You're not a 25 year old little girl.
Same.
Thing or same?
Same.
Same.
Okay. got content? Or do we, no?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Contemplating flying back out to New Orleans and just living in poverty just to have good internet.
Well, then at least you wouldn't have any water. You'd have diseased everything. You'd be flooded out. You'd be tranny homeless.
What's tranny what does tranny homeless mean? Is that different from regular flavored homeless?
Well,
you remember that trans woman you interviewed, Madge, that was homeless and a prostitute? Something like that.
No. When?
Yeah. Oh, honey, 2009, maybe?
Honey, I can't even remember yesterday.
It's on your YouTube.
Is it? Oh, that lady, the one that says, "Why men's penis is so big." That one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's good. That was actually Hagatha interviewing her.
Ah.
Oh. Yeah. I
hate her.
Yeah. But I was there, too. I was there, too.
Well,
you were? Mm, it was back in the day.
Spirit. Uh-huh.
So, I wanted to start out with a very important discussion of something very serious. I hope it's okay. I know I don't usually talk of the serious nature.
Oh, goody.
So, this topic is about one of our girls.
Who?
It's very serious.
Okay. One of the listeners?
No. It's about Deborah Wilkerson. Now, I am very concerned about her.
Why?
And this has to do specifically with her diet. Okay.
That idiotic keto shit.
As we know, she recently returned from a cruise on a boat. She ate horrible food, which she sometimes even paid for, even though it was, quote, all-inclusive. One of these dishes was a large, disgusting piece of bread with, quote, lobster, unquote, on it, and lots of the condiment in question, mayo. Now, my specific concern and topic of discussion is her eating of this condiment mayo in large quantities on a daily basis. Now, Deborah, how much mayo do you consume on a daily basis?
I'm a half the jar.
What?
Now be serious with us.
It's about one jar, and it's Kraft mayo. It's got to be Kraft. It doesn't taste the same, but it's probably averages, maybe on a bad week, 2 jars a week. But most.
What?
A jar
a day?
That's
a big jar.
A jar a day?
How many ounces? 30? Be serious. Be real.
average, maybe 1 jar a week. And most people use different condiments. I just use mayo on everything. So instead of, okay, so say Madge goes out and gets a french fry, she gets her some ketchup.
No, I like mayo. Actually, I use mayo on my fries.
Uh-huh.
You have 2 jars a week?
If it's a stressful week at job. But I'm saying, most people use the type of sauces on stuff. I just use mayo instead of,
so
you know,
one
ketchup.
Tablespoon has 90 calories. 10 grams of fiat.
But if you're doing the keto, it doesn't matter. Which I'm not.
But you're not. You're not. So, in a jar, how many tablespoons are there? 120 servings, I think it is. So, 120 times.
Stupid bone dry.
Jesus Christ, I can't eat.
You got the picture I sent you.
Show her a picture of your pantry right now with how many jars you have. She has like 30 jars in her pantry, Madge.
That can't be true.
She needs to be fetching. No, it is.
I don't believe this.
She needs to be fetching.
How did you find out about this?
I think I sent her a shopping haul and I had bought Kraft mayo, which is expensive. I had caught it for 99 cents. So I bought like 12 or 13 jars.
99 cents a pound? With BM on it?
Mm-hmm. That's why it was so cheap. It had the BM on it. But let me tell you what started this. I used to not eat mayo like this. Okay, now back in the day before the show, when I would just do, you know, Church of Deborah.
Yeah.
I had worked with this woman, a horrible boss, and she was crazy. But at lunchtime, she would go get 2 pieces of fried chicken for herself and 2 pieces for me. And she was obsessed with going to get squirt mayo, you know, like the Kraft in the jar that squirts or whatever. And she would dip the fried chicken in it. This is a white woman, skinny now, not black. And she would do that. And she said, Deborah, I want you to try this. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, honey. It's already fried. She said, just try it. I promise you, you're going to love it. And I did it, and I've been addicted since.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. So,
burritos. I don't use sour cream. I use
burrito.
Mayo. Yeah, like, you know, some people would use sour cream on a burrito. I'll use the mayo.
Are you white? Are you white trash?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew you were white trash, but this is a new level.
White trash and Southern. Double horrible. Jesus Christ.
That may be pretty strong.
色に染まらず自分の道を歩むって寂しいし辛いしいろんなこと言われるけど
Right.
What chat are we using? I'm confused myself. Can we talk about that?
No.
Well, I guess we're using the IRC chat right now. Unless,
okay, so go to the IRC.
I'm using the IRC chat. There's a few people there. If we use the Golden Circle chat or whatever, then that doesn't allow anybody except Golden Circle to use it.
Is the IRC on your website still?
Yeah, it's the same.
I don't even see it.
So. I mean, the other thing we could do is if whatever her name is sets it up, you know, so that we use the guest account.
No, it's too complicated.
It's too complicated for your little brain.
Yeah, we have really to set up like another server. It would just be really complicated.
You know what I was also thinking?
No, you don't have to set up another server. What you can do is you can set up temporary logins, and you set up a special room that only is allowed for the temporary logins.
Yeah, then everyone needs a role.
So what?
Maybe we can work on it for next time. Ain't happening this time.
No, not
you
today.
Had day, bitch. You had all day. If I could take time to edit Grums, you could have done that.
But you didn't.
Moving on. I was thinking, I was looking at YouTube because Cheryl shared a horrible video with me the other night about a lady shitting in the toilet that's getting away with it. Just, you know, man, you can't play 5 fucking seconds of a clip saying, no, good duty. But this bitch can shit in a toilet, show her balls, stretch marks and all, right in the toilet. And she's making money and, you know, been going on for years.
What are you talking about?
I've got an example for you, Mayan.
Okay, we're going to show a video?
Oh, no, it was deleted. Deborah, video has been removed for violating YouTube's policy on nudity or sexual content. Now, this video, man.
Censorship. I don't want to hear about it if you can't see it.
Wait. This video...
It was up a year.
It was up since 2014. It had over 15,000 views, and it was somebody with their asshole sitting over a toilet, and you can see the turds pouring out.
So who brought it to YouTube's attention?
Yeah, probably where they're watching you, Cheryl. You're being watched.
No, it's probably because I shared it with Timmy Boo on Distorted View, and his listeners probably, you know, made it popular.
Yeah.
Very
but what I was going to say with that,
what
though,
were you gonna
you
say?
Know,
what were you going to say?
Yeah.
There's bots that make YouTube accounts, so we could make a YouTube account and then we could just broadcast and it wouldn't matter, just throw away accounts. Okay. What if we did something like that?
Okay, I've got a video for you, Madge, that is not taken down yet.
But not every YouTube account can broadcast live. They have to wait and shit. It's a pain.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is a very important video. Please share it. It's only 23 seconds. It's very nice.
Where's the thing?
Oh,
I don't even know where you... Where do you have conversations in the Skype? All I see is a big gradient with your picture on it. I don't see any sort of chat anymore.
What chat are you... Are you on the new Skype?
I'm on whatever Skype is. Yeah, the one that
looks awful. The older one.
Yeah. No, I'm on the awful new Skype, yeah. But I didn't take the late. Oh, there it is. I got it. Man, this is a horrible, horrible upgrade.
And it did change the codec because I'm on 10 megabits up and it still sounds like shit.
Yeah, it's better in Discord, but we can't make phone calls from there. That's the thing.
No, I fuck Discord for live shows. I can't deal with it. There's too many
people.
There's too many needy people.
Just Too many what?
Needy people.
Well, the thing is, we did make a room at least so that only we can talk. But
so why do we need that?
Which is easier to manage. But you, I mean, we continue doing it this way. There's
but
no,
I still have to, if we make phone calls, I still need to use Skype, so I don't get it.
Yeah, we still use Skype. Cheryl, listen. What we could start doing is we could multi-broadcast. Madge does it how she wants. You have the app built in where now you can share your audio, so you could broadcast it since you have good internet. I'm assuming the Tannerbed gets good internet and the live Grum. And then also we could get someone to sideload it to Twitch, maybe. I don't know. They could hack into maybe XM
Radio. Why do we
need
to do all that? Who gives a shit? What's
Ham
the point
radio?
Of
Have you thought about that, Madge?
What's the point of all this? Explain this to me. Why do we need to go through all that? Well, can't we just do it the way we've been doing it for years?
Well, that's how we should do it. But I'm saying if we got on multiple things, we might pick up more listeners.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway.
Cheryl went viral again. She was on a podcast, I heard.
All right, so ready for this?
Go viral.
Countdown for Studio Enema Shart. 3, 2, 1, go.
They fall out. 3.
Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, I can. I definitely can. Oh, my Jesus. This is YouTube?
I'm
Oh, my dear God.
Camo undies, for God's sake.
Okay, for people that are listening to the podcast, I want to see that. That's pseudo P-E, I'm sorry, P-S-E-U-D-O, Enema
Shart. I'm sure
this
can be gone by the time they listen.
Pseudo Enema Shart 2. Well,
it's like when a spider's going to bite, it starts, you know, drooling. That's what this, that is. But with camo.
What is this?
It's normal.
I'm not sure if I should watch Rectal Clean Out.
Is it from the same person?
Oh, new Enema shit. That sounds fun. Oh!
Yeah.
That like new kids on the block, new Enema.
Oh my God. I don't understand what's happening.
What are you? Wait. On that video, is your fourth video down assisted suicide of Michelle Kors?
I don't know. I was watching Enema Far. Oh my, what? I can't do this. Come on. What are we doing here?
Shitting on a donut.
Oh my God! What the hell happened here? How is this all okay on YouTube? Pseudo Enema Shard 3. Let's watch that.
I'm drinking my coffee and I watched that late. Ruined it. It's hazelnut.
This is Pseudo Enema Shard 3. Shush, shush.
listen to that emotion.
Why is it?
Talk.
Come on, do it.
Talk.
Make it talk. Oh,
that's not a very good one.
No, that was a horrible, but apparently there's a whole lot of them. Okay, let's find this user. It's the Stinky Giuseppe. What's his name? The Stinky. Sign in to confirm your age. Oh, not that crap again.
You could really hear the emotion in his voice. No, I did enjoy that.
I have to go to my phone to confirm my fucking shit. I hate this.
How about this one?
What kind of phone you have, Madge? Is it slowing down yet?
What?
Is your phone slowing down? I think you have the same phone as my mother.
No.
Hers wouldn't even keep like a day.
What are you eating? It was like,
I'm not. I'm drinking coffee. I had to set it down.
Pause. Let me know when you're done with that.
You are kidding me.
This is normal.
If you have to push that hard to make that noise, something's wrong.
This is good audio for Deborah's Phone Tunes.
That sounds fake, though. It doesn't even sound like a real one. I don't know whether to call a doctor or a nurse or a priest.
He's really into that. The Stinky G Shep is his name. Right?
Is he a rapper?
Yeah, he's a rapper. Mm-hmm.
Eminem, Eminem. Could that be like a name? Eminem.
Was he farting on command? I guess.
Rommel.
What are your talents? I can fart on command.
Ugh. This is a good one.
Nerf? You watching the Nerf?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, the video after we tried fartproof underwear by Ladylike.
How did we get here?
Is she a Power Ranger?
How did we get here?
Was that the whole thing?
Nerf.
Yeah.
Nerf.
And Leah, she had half a man.
Nerf
this. So is that like a thing where you nerf this? Is that what they do at Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Is that all it is?
Pink shorts shot? This is
definitely
pink
going to my favorites.
This is pink shorts shot.
Okay. Oh. You're not even sharing the links, but
yes, yeah, send the link, honey.
Pink shorts shot.
Okay.
That's a good ground.
You smelling burnt toast, honey? wait a minute. That girl that just nerf farted, she's got 5 million views. Sniper Wolf, she's like super big gamer girl.
Okay.
This is what's so wrong with YouTube.
This is normal. This is fine.
This is what's wrong with YouTube.
Wow, whatever.
This is totally fine.
I see it.
Perfectly normal.
Oh, I see the shard coming.
We talk about poopy. Well, I don't like it, but y'all have been talking about poopy for 10
years. You're still sharing your face, just so you know.
Oh, why did you share it with you?
Hmm?
I'm showing the shard.
Yeah. Nobody says to be.
What's the point of it? If
they want to listen to this show, where do they go so the listeners will know? It's radio/live.
Yep.
Yeah. With the Flash player. It's amazing.
They won't let me play it.
Flash.
I don't care.
That's so secure.
I know. It's so good. People pay hundreds of dollars a month for that.
I thought Chrome had Flash. It doesn't have Flash no more.
It is. You guys gotta activate it.
I'm watching sharding, farting, playing in jeans. I mean, farting, sharding, and playing in jeans, growing white spot.
How's the link, honey, in the sky?
I think Madge is getting off to this, actually. Yeah.
Here you are, man.
Actually, I'm not. Okay, what else?
Excuse me?
What else?
No.
Crazy wet
here.
Farts and tight clothes.
Excuse me?
Crazy wet farts. Oh, he's ugly. We're going to watch this. Okay, I'll send you the link. Fine.
That looks like somebody I know.
Oh, it's you. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Wait.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, my God. The jeans.
Jesus, it looks like someone we know. Yeah. Is that Nate?
Cheryl, no. Nate would always wear underwear with jeans.
Oh, I guess it's okay on YouTube because he's still wearing clothes. Is that it? Here we go.
Did you stop playing?
Well, at least the bitch ain't getting ad revenue off this. That top is a little too small. Maybe we should leave a comment.
Yeah, do that.
She reminds me of Ida.
Wait, sideburns. Oh my God, 1970s, here we come.
I like her editing.
Yeah. It's fart cutting. His name is Sexy Ass Farter 777.
Cheryl, if you want to pipe the audio into one of the Discord chat rooms, why don't you do that? What's the problem there?
I don't know if I can. Let me see. Might make an echo on my thing, though.
Oh. How would it do that?
You can see. Deborah.
Ugh. What happens when his job finds this? I mean, or his. I mean,
look
I
at those, don't dare you. Look at those rolls. Jesus.
So big.
Looks like a French bakery.
Yeah.
Which one would you pick if you had a nurse in one of those rolls?
I like how he makes that woof sound like he's working. Oh.
What? He has one of those things. He must be in England where you wash your hands, you know, in it.
The decorative china thing?
Yeah, that's to wash your hands and throw the dirty potty water in the street.
Oh, really?
He looks kind of like
Susan Boyle.
Oh, yes, that is who he looks like. It is. It's Susan Boyle.
It is Susan. Oh. It's a big ass.
You like that?
No, too big.
It's yours. Oh my! When you see the ceiling fan, it really is Susan Boyle.
Oh.
Why do they sound so moist? Something's got to be wrong with her. Oh, her feet are dirty.
You think something's wrong with her?
Mm-hmm.
To fart on YouTube in your pants and shit?
Her feet had crumbs. Have you got to that part yet?
Crohn's disease?
Crumbs.
There must be a big load in those pants by now. I hope you're finding me with her. Please find me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fart on YouTube in your pants and shit. Yeah, Cheryl, that's an echo.
Her feet had crumbs. Have you got to that part yet?
Cheryl, stop it.
Crumbs.
Stop it, Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl, it's sharing
there
the
must
audience.
Be a big load in those pants Jesus. By now. I what hope you're time? Finding me dealing with her. Please. Cheryl, stop. Cheryl. Great, I shouldn't have suggested that. Now it's all fucked.
Well, she tried.
But yeah, but now we lost the Cheryl.
Oh, I'll share it.
Did Cheryl hang up?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she gone.
Okay, I got it fixed, Cheryl. So you mute your audio in the live gram. I'll do it. I'm sure I got enough bandwidth.
What are we doing?
I'm sharing the audio in the live gram link. Like you wanted, since Cheryl couldn't do it.
So now we can have two chat rooms instead of one.
Wait, hello?
You're the one that said share the audio in there, not me.
I know, but I just realized that's what's going to happen. I don't know.
Well, then we tell them. You don't have to look at the chat room anyways, do you?
What is going on?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
This is a new one. Fart and Sharks in New Jeans with commentary.
I'm so confused.
Commentary?
Yeah, it's got commentary.
Wait, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
I'm so confused.
What's wrong? Are you telling yourself jokes?
No, it's this year.
What?
What?
Just hear all this farting and dude.
Okay, I put in the link to this new one with the comment.
Oh my God. Cheryl, how many times a day do you laugh at fart and duty?
I don't hear any commentary. Where's the commentary? Oh, he's blowing it out. He's waving the fart smell.
Turn asses up, hands pulling legs down.
It says, consider this vid my jeans christening vid. I finally got courageous and spoke for the first time. Okay. I'm waiting for that.
Making me think of Rachel Kane when she did the yoga poses to fart. Oh, the waft. Look at the waft.
You're behind, honey.
What time are you at?
I'm at 147. 149. Way past the waft, honey. I want to hear him speak British. Hello, dearie. Finna fort now.
You do it for him, Madge. Go ahead. Say it, Madge.
Hello, dearie. Penny for your farts.
Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Wait, he's not British?
Apparently no. But he has a British chamber pot, apparently.
This is ridiculous.
Penny for your farts. Man, that's funny.
I like his hair.
He looks clean.
Yeah.
Clean.
Normal.
It's
totally
Deborah.
Normal.
Do you think she paints her taint too?
Yeah.
Honey, I don't think she knows how to paint.
Oh no. That's quite
just
a deal
like
with
Daddy.
This. Up.
You gotta do British talk.
Hello, dearie.
Just
hello, honey. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. What will smell me farts?
Milady. How you like that, milady?
Hi, milady.
Hello, milady.
Why are you wafting it up to the camera? Do you think he doesn't know cameras can't smell?
Jesus. You know that camera smells. It's orange.
Waft, 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 waft.
Hope you're smelling good there.
It's turned the camera plastic yellow.
Why is he wafting? Wafting don't work. Wafting don't work.
Good. Mrs. Naples. Did you
hear
my Naples?
Yes.
God, those jeans are so fucking tight. She'd break a phone.
It's a weird shape.
Why you gotta hate on her?
Is she horrible? Is she farting?
It looks like two chicken legs. She gonna birth a baby?
I know you didn't.
It's all fun games
now.
This
is now. The finale. I wish you would.
Out, but she's 40. She's gonna pop a hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, she's going to be eating pumpkin pie at Obama's inauguration.
Stop that. Okay, it's over. All right, I'm going to look for sharding with fart lighting. Sharding.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Fart lighting.
So what else? What other topics do we have, Deborah? I know you had a running list. Excuse me?
We have those wonderful, I don't think Madge has seen the videos that you had posted this week. These lovely, lovely, beautiful baby dolls.
Yeah. I love the one with the women who get really upset.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a big fart. He's lighting his farts.
Now if you...
No way. Does that really work that way?
I don't know. Why don't you try it on cam right now?
What?
Sit blaze to the wall of the
I don't think you can really light farts like that, can you? Let's see, what's this? Funny fire farts.
Good way to die.
This is funny fire farts. Oh, it's from Russia.
Madge.
What?
Speed up.
Speed up.
Huh? You good?
Yeah.
Good? Good, yep. Steve?
Mm-hmm. Madge isn't a psycho.
What?
You're going down the deep, honey. We got to stop you before you don't come back.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's on.
It's going.
Oh! You trick ass. Man. So in other news, Madge, this week Delta made it harder to have a, quote, service animal. Not service animal, emotional support animal.
Oh, is this the news segment? Or is this one of those Luke T notifications where he tells us what's been going around YouTube for the past 375,000 views?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know you got to ban ducks. That's important.
Did you know that people brought ducks and a turkey on an airplane? I did not know that.
No, I know that because only because it was all over the news, yeah.
An uncooked turkey.
What is this? Speaking of Luke, hello, please, could you talk to your girl Cheryl Prolapse? Oh, Lady Reptastic, could you please talk to your girl Cheryl Prolapse about being fabulous together once more? Wonder Woman. What? I don't know what she's talking about.
Dun, dun, dun,
I want to watch
dun,
more
dun,
of these fart lightings. Just a sec.
There you go.
I have a question.
Good.
Can you, like, if you light your farts without any sort of clothing on, is that, like, better than a Brazil wax? Like, will it get rid of all the hair?
It'll get rid of the hair until it singes, and then you have ingrown hairs.
Oh, you get ingrown hair, so it's probably not a good idea.
Because it's going to warp the hair follicle, and you're going to be fucked with a lot of oils.
So not a good idea.
Not a good idea unless that's your thing, darling.
Oh.
Woman like you, you know. Boils the girl. Boils the girl.
Susan Boyd. Oops.
Wait, what's okay, fart lighting? Can you give me the link from Linferno in the chat? It says fart lighting with a surprise. I'm not on the same computer as. Can you put that in the chat, please? Fart lighting with a surprise. The thing is, the farters are kind of hot. I mean, not the sharters. The sharters are ugly.
Well, this one looks like a small child, so that's normal.
The problem is that this, you know, they do the carrot thing. I don't know if y'all remember.
Oh, here,
that,
this is the surprise. Okay, are you ready for this? For a countdown?
Okay, the live link one?
Yeah.
Three,
two, one, go.
We got it. You got to tell us.
It's too late.
Remember, I'm the stupid
one.
I'm
too slow. Shush. Shut up.
Oh, God. Is that a girl?
Oh, a turd. A turd.
Oh, my God. She ate half a donut before that.
How to light a fart.
Not that one.
Come on, we need to move on to the reborn.
No, we fucking don't.
Wait, discover awesome deals with this site. Award-winning dermatologist. It's the best fix for thinning hair.
How to what?
Light a fart. Okay. I have to angle this correctly. Okay.
Is that
right? Get the angle the lighter. Wait, let's get the angle.
Assume the position. All right, I need lights off. Lights off. Ready? Lights off.
What if you're watching, honey?
Shut up.
Don't poop.
No way!
Oh my gosh! I never knew this was possible.
Really?
I missed out on so much as a child.
Okay, watching this one, Cheryl sent me five times.
Wait, hold on! You got to tell me which one.
God, you're so slow.
Well, I'm not psychic.
I am watching the video that Cheryl just sent me five times. Three, what? Two, one, go.
Okay, now it is.
Okay. Oh, it's 8 minutes,
Cheryl.
Hi, everyone.
Cheryl. I'm here doing a box opening. This is the Sally Scout.
No. Start at 5:50, honey.
The link was supposed to start at 5:50, but it didn't because Deborah made me stomp it.
Mine started at 5:50.
Yeah, but I paused it. So it fucked me here.
I think
okay.
She has pants. Isn't it pants?
Okay, it's plain.
It? No, it's not.
Oh, it's a one piece.
Sounds like you're mad.
It does sound mad.
Mm-hmm. It's looking like some excessive red.
Is that a real baby?
It's looking
no. Oh, no.
The fuck?
Yep.
What?
Sorry, guys. I think this could be a rough
one. Oh, it's a baby.
Oh, no.
What's going on? It's a retarded
dog. Oh, no.
It's a Jewish thing, honey. You can understand.
The coloring of this baby is
not
just
very realistic.
No, it doesn't look like the auction.
Doesn't look at all like the auction.
What is with the body?
It's
wrong with the stomach.
Yeah, the stomach is.
Looks like baby ate too much.
I mean, we're not Reborners here, but.
Reborners.
The doll looked very different in the auction photos.
Very.
Are these Stephen Asante's relatives?
I mean, it's
not
really
Ray Garten, honey. It's Ray Garten.
Oh, my, Kathy. Terrible. Terrible baby.
The baby's dark, but with
excessively baking. Red. Like, I can't even. Oh, my. Well,
it's an Amish babe.
I am very unhappy with this baby. It looks like it got a sunburn. To be honest,
there's not much definition. It just looks like a pumpkin-y.
No,
yeah,
it's not
pinky.
The babe could be white spotted.
It's a shame because I've seen that sculpt done really nicely.
It's a shame. Yeah. It doesn't look at all like its pictures.
Right, it's like Nixon.
It looks like a dead baby.
I think it got squished in the shipping.
It looks like it was damaged in shipping. It's like squished in the head. And the coloring on this baby is nothing like the pictures. So
yeah, so this is the first probably real bad box.
This is the stomach, I think, is too big.
Oh, my God!
Well, I think there might be too much stuffing.
What the fuck is great? Are you laughing at, dear?
I took the stomach off.
When you get a baby.
Oh, you're ahead of me.
What is that?
You're ahead of me, Deborah. You're ruining it.
Unfortunately,
look at her fat hand.
Unfortunately.
Sorry, guys.
All right, guys. Hopefully, we see you again with a little bit better one.
Yep.
Bye.
Take care, everybody. Well, got to do a claim on this one.
What is this, a fetish? I don't understand.
Okay,
ready for the next video that Cheryl posted?
Okay, wait.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Low internet.
Go.
Good evening, guys. So I wanted to do this video.
My fucking God, burn it.
Cheryl, this is 25 minutes.
Here.
You didn't give me a time
beginning
code.
Some of you that have followed me from the beginning may know who this precious little girl is. And if you do,
everybody's going to hate us because
sure
we're not posting
the
links.
Cousin it.
Don't get upset yet. This is not meant to be a drama video.
Can somebody post the links?
However,
write the links down so I can put them on the show
due
notes.
Due to the difficulty in the transaction,
ignore me.
Even though how gorgeous and beautifully done.
Well, if we use the ideas thing, that's where it should be.
And everything that went.
I need a list for the fucking thing.
I have not been able.
I can't go through every fucking post for the past 20 years.
Heart match.
All right,
it's unfortunate because she is gorgeous. I mean,
I'm going back to 26.
Get upset yet?
26 seconds.
This is not meant to be a drama video. However, due to the difficulty in the transaction, even though how gorgeous and beautifully done. Lily is, because of the stress and everything that went with the transaction, I have not been able to bond with her. Which
is she using Bitcoin? Is that the problem?
It's unfortunate because
she's not
gorgeous.
Been able to bond with this fake baby.
I look at her and I'm like, this is a master piece of art. It really is. This is a Randy's baby, if you guys know.
We should buy them and put them in Blintex.
She is a wonderful artist. She makes gorgeous babies, mostly AA babies that I've noticed.
AA, Madge, AA.
Here has the best rooted auburn hair that you
Madge,
will ever see.
Madge, would be willing to do that if we bought one.
She is looking down. I will move her. She does have a couple problems, and that is what caused the drama. I was fairly new to the community when I bought her. I actually bought my boy Scarlet within days of this one, and I even had a giveaway because I had asked my viewers Whoever can guess the two babies that I had coming would have got a prize, which I did give out. Whoever, no one guessed spot on, but whoever was, whoever guessed first video.
Okay, I'm going to the next video now.
No one actually guessed her. Everybody else did guess.
She ain't no baby. That's a black woman.
Okay. Three, going to Barbara Walker's chicken video. Three, two, one, go.
I forgot how to turn the chicken around.
Is she
crazy? I know you all think I'm crazy, but I'm trying to.
It's like you, Matt.
I am messed up. See that chicken? In the rotisserie.
She has rotisserie in her house?
Doesn't it look good?
Not really.
Oh, it's one of those set it and forget it thingies.
I think it's a hairdryer.
Speaking of old.
Oh.
This rotisserie about 25 years old.
What?
Now, I'm going to show you. I got some jerk chicken.
Oh, I like that stuff. Is that Simple Sarah's Kitchen? Ooh, Jesus. Oh, my God. It fucked it up. That's Rachel Ray's pie. I love it. Wait, why is she's cooking one and she's roasting one?
Like that.
Look at that.
So it's boiled chicken, basically.
Look at that.
See?
It kind of looks like...
Disgusting.
Kind of looks like a baby.
Lord, I got the wing on the bottom.
The wing.
I'm going to sit right back up there so I can finish cooking.
Get it to stick. Oh, there's that
damn guest sitting right here. Miss Betty, she vacuuming. Say hello to the camera, Betty.
Hello.
Vacuuming.
Hi, everybody.
That's Betty.
We're sitting here taking it easy. Had a rough night last night.
You got fast.
So, Betty and I are chilling. What are you up to?
Got a blunt.
You got something to say, Betty?
Grumman.
No, I'm watching this rotisserie chicken turn. With the bag of cheese still in my hand.
She's sitting there watching the chuckling.
I'm watching the chuckling on TV.
Taking a little break.
Yeah.
Back in my day, all we had was goddamn chickens roasting.
I'm going to fix next week some chitlins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Show Mal how to clean some chitlins. I probably get them Monday or Tuesday. Yeah.
What is this download?
I feel a little slow today.
Cheryl, did you send me an MP3 or is this a virus?
Well,
I sent you an MP3.
Flagged it as virus on North.
I just come out here to check with you all. And I will see you later on.
Man,
I'm going to make I got to pick some cabbage.
Are you playing?
You sent me an MP3 and it played in iTunes and it automatically played more shit in iTunes because that's
what right.
I'm sorry.
Bay wants some dirty rice.
You can turn off Barbara.
Bay wants some dirty rice.
Dirty
I might
rice.
Go ahead and make a video.
So, man, this video is Barbara.
Bay likes that jerk chicken. That stuff is hot. I eat a little bit, but I don't eat much of it.
Turn her off.
You want to play with my dirty rice?
Yeah.
So, man, she posted a video, and at the beginning of the video,
she
growled.
Stir frying. I'm a,
go back.
What?
At the beginning of a video she posted this week, she made that growl sound.
What do you mean growl? Growl, Cheryl. It's growl, not growl. What's a growl? Growl.
Growl. Growl.
Growl.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, but it's a growl, not a growl. Let me put it in my holding.
I'm Asian.
One of my favorites. Fetus. Is it Fetus? Fetus wants us to watch. Yes, it's a new Simply Sarah posted a few minutes ago, just for the grump.
Oh, there's an ad in front of it. Oh, I'm getting Norton Salt Girl ads.
Fetus Cleop.
Should we fuck the walk on that?
Diabetes. Diabetes. Diabetes.
Pickle. Eastwood School for Girls. Eastwood School for Girls. Eastwood School for Girls.
Stop it. Stop it.
Miss Tracy, guess what?
Man, I didn't mean
to. Miss Tracy, guess what? Chicken's under the bed. Chicken's under the bed.
Wait, one minute. Wait. Hold on.
I don't know what's real and what's lying.
Is it hairy?
Edge play be made this time.
Ain't a pussy, Mr. Garrett.
Play what? Debra, say what?
Everybody loves a winner. Maybe this time.
That's so great.
Chicago? From Chicago? Liza, what?
Maybe this time he'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay.
Yeah, that works. Works for me.
Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loose anymore. Like the last.
What did you want me to play from Fetus?
I don't want you to cycle anymore. It's so.
Well, you gave me the clip, asshole.
Well, I didn't tell you that you did.
LoadedLesbian@gmail.com.
What do you want me to play? Yeah. This thing?
Andrea, a tax advisor, is meeting.
Oh, it's great that it has an ad from H&R Block.
That means you're giving sympathy.
To do your taxes and send us your refund.
Thanks to the personalized advisor match. His tax.
Okay,
just a little update.
Mushroom Alfredo. I thought Fetus wanted to play something. Is this what he wanted to play?
Yes. Tax refund.
Got it queued up. Wait.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today in the show, we're going to make...
All right, let's start over. 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today in the show, we're going to make mushroom Alfredo pasta. Now, in a skillet here, I've got 2 tablespoons of melted butter. We're going to saute.
Hold on. Deborah, you just posted, we are grumming everyone in the live chat, live grum chat room, but we're also in the IRC, so why did you tell people that?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. The girls that are on Discord.
So that's about 4 clothes for us. Now, I've already got mushrooms roasting in the oven. I like to roast our mushrooms because I think it gives more concentrated flavor. But if you want to saute them before you put in your garlic, do the mushrooms first. And then
saute
for a little
so
bit
much.
And then put in your garlic, you can. Now, my mushrooms are roasting in the oven at 400 degrees for about...
I think it's really dumb. We have to figure out some way around to resolve this because... It doesn't make sense. You have the same people who are in GC or on the IRC chat. So what, they're in both chats now?
No,
the whole thing is
not.
Ridiculous.
Some girls only use the Discord because they have their phones and they're not at home. And then the girls that are at home, most likely are on the IRC watching on Ustream.
Yeah, but you have 2 chat rooms. We have to figure out a way that there's only one because that's ridiculous.
What we could do is,
there's no IRC client that works on a phone?
Yes, but then they can't get the audio at the same time. That's what I'm saying. They have to use the Ustream, which hijacks everything. But I was going to suggest we could poop in a condom, freeze it, and we could fuck you with it.
I like that. Hang on.
Now?
30 minutes with a little bit of olive oil and some pepper on. I didn't put salt on because I don't want to put out more water. I want to make sure they get all of the water out of the pan. So I'll salt them when they.
I don't know, this whole Discord thing is annoying as fuck to me.
Oh, now we're going to put an 8-ounce glass.
You like
softened.
I changed my mind because you can't fucking follow anything unless you're there 24 hours a day. I hardly look at it because I'm like, I look at it, and if all I am able to actually enjoy is anything that happens to be out there at the moment, because there's no time to scroll back and to figure out who's replying to what, it's ridiculous.
Let's go back to Facebook.
Okay, listen, that's why Discord should just be for the show, the live show.
It's just a chat
room. No, I'm saying it's an easy way to have a live chat room with no fucking ads.
You know what? I think we can use it for whatever we want.
But there's no video. There's no video.
You can't have everything, Madge. You can't have anything nice.
I mean, why don't we just pay? Okay, what if we just did the Kickstarter like we did for the internet for the Ustream producer, the $500 a year.
Why?
Thing. I mean, I'm being serious.
For what purpose? No.
For the live show. That would fix all the issues. You could just post the damn thing on your website and then it would be done, right?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean no?
What are you talking about? Why would $500 for...
If we were going to pay for something, you should use, what's it called, the Vimeo Live thing.
Hold on. If you pay $500, how do you pay... Are you saying if you pay $500, then none of your viewers have to watch ads?
Yes.
I thought that's determined by each individual viewer has to pay extra.
No, that's the whole point of you controlling what you want...
And what's that to do with it?
I'm skeptical of that because how come it always tells people, well, if you want to get rid of the ads, then pay extra?
Because that's the premium thing where you pay like $2.99 a month or whatever.
So
the, what is this Vimeo Live, Cheryl? Because is Vimeo pretty good for...
We're talking about separate things here. Madge was complaining because basically she wants Facebook, but Facebook is fucked and we're fucked. She's
complaining about the chat.
My real problem here, I understand Facebook is over because it's horrible. We eventually may find something better. Fine. My issue is that we have more than one chat room for a live show. That's my issue, okay? That's the issue I would like to resolve. That's the issue.
Okay.
But so, then again... Once you have a big audience, they're going to choose what they want to chat with. It's like when I watch the Golden Girls.
The point is that we didn't have this problem before. There was one chat room.
You don't pay attention to the chat room no matter what.
I do pay attention. I'm watching it right now. It's just that I can't interact with it because I'm doing a show.
Pay attention to one, and I'll pay attention to the other
one. That's ridiculous. That's not solving the problem. I want one chat room. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Okay, but the problem is, again, with the Discord, it's larger than before. So people are going to want to use that just because it's larger.
Here's what I would like to happen. Shut up for 5 seconds. I would like for whatever, the person that has no vowels who helped us set it up, Chris Subnyumgagak, whatever his name, Suburniak, whatever. Okay? I know, because there's a way where you can create temporary invitations that expire. So you can have Discord create... usernames that expire after one use. So isn't there a way we could have a Discord chat room embedded into the Yeast Radio Live page instead of IRC and have a chat room that's created that where the GC members can access it because they're part of, because it's part of the same Discord server. But people who are not GC members can access that same room and only that same room using these temporary invitations that expire after you log on once. That sounds like something that could work, right?
Maybe, but all of this in the end, all of this, no matter what we do, so we do what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, it's going to get fucked up because things are going to change. So in the long term, you really need to have your own streaming or hosted on your own thing, so you have complete control.
My own streaming.
Why can't you just do that?
Are you? You want me to have my own server?
I mean, why not? You already have one.
Where?
Yeah, the website. Where is it hosted, honey? It's on Dream an Amazon Host. Instance, I'm sure.
DreamHost.
And it's an Amazon instance, I'm guessing?
No, it's not. DreamHost has their own servers.
Oh. Well, there you go. Well, okay, they have their own server.
Oh, my God. Are you on drugs? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You went to boot camp. I don't know this shit.
Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere. At least you admitted you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All I want is one chat room. I don't want to change from Ustream, okay? Because Ustream has commercials, and it's annoying. But they don't censor us. They just don't promote us. Fine. But at least it works, and we can play whatever we want. Why should I go through some other server that's going to fucking censor me?
Okay, Madge, for the future Groms, to do a Grom, we'll figure out how to do one chat room. For tonight,
fine.
Who fucking cares? We have like 45 minutes left. It doesn't matter.
Well, this is discussion.
Shut the fuck up.
This is passion, ma'am.
Okay. Passion for what?
That's fine. I don't expect it to be fixed today. I'm just trying to explain.
Good. Now get over it and get over yourself.
They allow this type of stuff?
I used to go to the fridge where Bob was before and started working.
No idea.
Turn to the whisk now. And we're going to put in 2 to 2.5 cups of milk. I'm going for 2.5 cups. Depends on how thick or thin you want yours.
If that's too thin.
You can use all milk like I'm using, or half milk and half heavy whipping cream, or half milk and half and half. It's totally up to you.
You know, that reminds me. I was at this party the other day, and this girl was so annoying. The past two times I've seen her, she says the same thing. Oh, Madge, you've lost weight. What's wrong? Now, I am well over 200 pounds. So I don't know why anybody would think that I'm, like, underweight or anything. But the thing is, I find it really annoying. What do you say to somebody like that? What do you recommend?
You bitch.
You tell them you just lie and say, well, you know, I have
3 months to live.
Yeah. And then they feel really bad.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, I'll do that.
going to start melting this cream cheese into this milk. And it will be lumpy at first. Then it'll smooth out as it melts in this. As soon as this cream cheese all melts, it'll take a few minutes. Then we'll start putting our Parmesan cheese. See how it's starting to smooth out? It's no longer lumpy. Now we're going to put in some fresh cracked black pepper.
She only does a good job of this
salt, because the Parmesan that we're putting in is salty too. So a cup of Parmesan cheese, a half a cup to a cup, depends on how much Parmesan you want. Then you're just going to whisk it in and let the Parmesan melt. There's clumps, smash them, and keep whisking. Now some people don't use cream cheese in their Alfredo sauce, but we do. We like the creaminess it gives. So that's totally optional to you. Alright, there's our Alfredo sauce. Now I'm just going to turn it down on low to keep it warm. And I've got my water coming up to a boil to boil my pasta. And if you want to use fettuccine noodles or any other type of pasta noodles, you can. But this is what we're choosing to use. I'm going to boil them like the back of the package says, in salty water. And when they're done, I'll drain them. And then we're going to throw them in our Alfredo sauce. And by that time, the roasted mushrooms should be done. And then we'll add them to the sauce too. Alright, we've already put our mushrooms in. Now let's do our drained pasta. And see how thick it gets as it's sitting, your Alfredo sauce does. So, I'm also saved about a cup of that cooking starchy liquid water that the pasta cooked in to marry it all together. You might even need a little bit more than that. It just depends on how thick or thin you want it to coat your pasta. Now, if you want to do some chicken, you can do some grilled chicken and chop it up and put it in here. Or if you want to throw in a handful or two of frozen peas as the sauce cooks, your Alfredo sauce cooks, you can. Or broccoli. I would do frozen broccoli. This is me. Let it thaw out a little bit and then put it in. We like a lot of mushrooms, so that was two packages in the grocery store of mushrooms I roasted. So now let's put some in a bowl.
Did I edit this video? It sounds like it.
You can sprinkle a little bit of Parmesan cheese on top. If I had some fresh basil, I would chop it up and sprinkle over the top, but I don't. So, to make it a little bit pretty, I'm going to put a little bit of some dried parsley on top. So, there you have it. Mushroom Alfredo my way. If you want to do shrimp in here, you can. And instead of mushrooms, like I said, you could also do chicken earlier. I mentioned that.
Oh my God, this is crazy. This is making me crazy. So I was looking at the Discord during this video and there's all these fucking chats going on at the same time. There's not even two chat rooms. There's seven chat rooms in Discord and then there's the IRC chat room. And everybody's complaining that we're not doing what they want. So I need to just shut my computer anyway.
Why don't you not pay attention?
Well, that's what I'm doing.
You used to not pay attention, and you would have us just tell you if anything interesting was happening.
I'm closing. I just closed
my lid. You get so bitchy at all the stupidest shit.
I closed the lid. You're right. I closed the lid of the computer, so that's fine.
First of all, I think we should address.
It would be nice if I was able to enjoy the chat room, but people are always oh, they're just bitching about Facebook again instead of making wonderful calls.
So what? When did Madge Weinstein care about others bitching, honey?
I care. I've always cared.
She has a thin skin now that she lost the weight.
I've always cared, Madge. Do not even.
I haven't lost any weight. Maybe 10 pounds in the past year. What the fuck are people talking about?
Well, it's because you look healthier and people are concerned that you're not going to be obese anymore.
See, that's what it is, because that girl that said
they want to feel.
No, listen, the girl that said that, sure, she's a fat husband. I wanted to say, why? Because I'm not fat like your fucking fat husband who just got his fucking colon removed.
Bad, Jesus.
Horrible. You are such a whore.
But, hey, no, don't tell her that because she didn't say it. So, you know, it was a plus. You know, it could be work.
Say what?
It could still be Wendy's all the time eating fast food. Back when we used to text each other about different fast food. You remember those days? Okay.
God damn, it looked like it would be good. It was some overproduced potato salad, old lady, but... It looks over.
Welcome to Yeast Radio.
Hold on, let me see. What's with all this music? I just want to see this old bitch making potato salad. These people, they think they find a cute old lady and they think they have to make it into some fucking
crap. Yeah.
Weinstein like, production. Harvey.
So do you still think we're part of your one of your characters in your head, and we watch the videos when you watch them in your eyes, or?
I don't know, piece of white trash. Why don't you go suck on some mayonnaise while I think about it?
Well, I would if it wasn't so far away, and my hover round is dead.
I used to have a friend, and she'd say, when people were hungover, she'd just say, why don't you have a nice warm bowl of mayonnaise?
Yeah, I could see that, but that would just make me feel better.
What'd you do last night, Deborah?
Last night, I sat back, enjoyed my Nintendo Switch.
What'd you do, Cheryl?
I listened to some prank phone calls, some program, live program, masturbated 50 times, and farted and smelled it.
What about you, Mange?
I went out up to a restaurant and ate food.
Like what kind of food?
Peruvian food.
Peruvian?
Ooh.
Peruvian peppers?
Food. Well, I mean, there were peppers in some of the food, yeah.
I've had Peruvian peppers. That's a classic of Africa.
Mm-hmm. Apples.
Okay.
Did you feel obese after eating mayonnaise?
Was it Adele or?
What? Adele? No, I didn't eat Adele.
Was it upscale? Did you use that lovely app I sent you so you know if they're paying their servers a minimum wage?
I don't give a shit what they're being paid. The thing is, why would I care about the servers are always paid well. It's the people in the kitchen that don't get paid well. They're not, you know, they're not allowed to share their tips. And then Jane Fonda comes out with this commercial saying that they shouldn't change the law. But the law was just trying to make it so that people in the back could get, you know, part of the tips. Because basically they put all the Mexicans in the kitchen. They don't get any fucking money. And the white person who does nothing except take an order gets all the fucking money.
I can agree with that, but I think there should be a base minimum wage, Madge. I don't think you should be making $2.50.
Yeah, but servers make a lot of money. They make a lot
of
money.
No other country does. I understand that part, what you're saying. So I agree with what you're saying. That idea is true. But I'm saying, but it doesn't always go that way. Maybe to the white places you go to, but in the country I'm from, in Applebee's and these shitty places, they're making $2.50 and they're getting $1.50 an hour.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me.
$2.50.
I could give a shit about what waiters make. I hate my job. I hate working. I think life in America is just horrible. We are slaves for healthcare. We are debt slaves. We are healthcare slaves. It's a pile of shit. You go to any fucking European country and they know how to live. You get healthcare. You get education. And you pay taxes. But any fucking moron would trade that for the garbage that we have.
Not if I couldn't get a Nintendo Switch, bitch.
You're an idiot. What is a Nintendo Switch? What is it? Explain this to me. Why are people talking about it? Who cares? Why does Reagan need a fucking camera that has no mirror? Who the fuck? What the fuck is that shit? A mirrorless camera to take a picture of your dog? Explain this to me. It's making me crazy.
The phone did a good job. I don't know why she needed a mirrorless camera.
Why do you need a? Explain that. You know,
because she needs to spend money and feel better than you.
But I heard on a TED talk that when you give money to other people, it makes you feel better.
It does when you give it to them in person.
No, it works on PayPal. You fucking moron. You are the dumbest, slowest person. All that mayonnaise. It's like that's your bloodstream. I can't believe you just really said that.
Well, it's the truth.
No, the truth is PayPal is how you feel better.
Yeah.
When people get money through PayPal or Ethereum or Bitcoin with their high processing fees, it does something to somebody. The little Ethiopian boy that's mining the Bitcoins.
Every time Bitcoin crashes, it does something to them. They feel good about themselves.
On Friday, we went to Ethiopian food, actually.
Oh, I love Ethiopian. It's the best.
Honey. Really? You love it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so weird because I had these black diamonds, and they were amazing.
Do you like to fart after the Ethiopian?
Remember we ate Ethiopian mayonnaise when I came to visit
diamond.
Did you use it? Do you use the little spongy pita breads to wipe your hole?
Of course. What else would you do with it?
Eat.
I could eat the food on the cruise.
Well, Cheryl, we actually went to a different restaurant than that one, but it, there's another really good one.
Was it good?
Yes, honey, it was good.
Oh, God.
How much was it a plate?
Well, it was $30 for the six different vegetarian entrees for two people.
For two people?
That's cheap. Yeah. Why, when you talk
about
food, it's okay, but when I talk about food, I get shamed.
Because you talk about
you're a garbage trash, person.
Mayo-filled shit.
You're a garbage person, Deborah. You really are. You're a garbage person. You eat mayonnaise. You eat lobster rolls that are really made of styrofoam. I mean, I don't know what the fuck to do with you. You're a mess, Deborah. And then you go on a ketone acidosis, ketoacidosis diet. Like, you even need to make it worse. I mean,
but that helps.
Okay, so the government shutdown will stretch into the work week. 3 days. Do I even care? Do I have to care about the shutdown? Do I care?
It doesn't affect you. It affects me, honey.
Why?
Because the school shut down because of it.
It did not.
School's shut down. I'm just sitting back spending y'all's tax money, eating my lobster roll.
Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be.
You're right, I feel much better now that I'm not looking at the chat room, those little fucking bitches.
Oh, that's good. You know what, this is a good question I'd love to ask you, Madge, because my whole, you know, existence of knowing you... you talk about eating out, and the only thing I've ever known you to cook was in a fucking Vitamix. So what have you ever cooked, Tiny?
Beans, yogurt.
I was getting that HelloFresh for a while. I cooked that.
No. You went to the market, you came home and cooked. What have you cooked?
I don't cook.
And not that Jewish bread stuff.
I don't cook.
Okay.
But my other half cooks.
Okay.
Very well, but I don't
cook. Let's cook you.
Lots of nice things. Cuck. Cuck. Not cuck. Cook, not cuck. I'm not cucked.
Are you sure? Because you seem pretty cucked.
Sunday night is the worst. Work is the worst. Beige is the worst color.
I don't want to say.
I hate it.
At least your job doesn't treat you like shit. And try to force you to use holiday time when you don't want to use it.
I just hate it. I'm not saying, I don't want to have a who's worst off contest, because everybody who works in a job that isn't something they enjoy is worse off than everyone else, in my opinion. But God on a wheel.
Because someone that's listening to this could be like, I'd kill for Madge's job, but, you know, you just don't want it, you know? You'd rather have their job, which is working at the Waffle House, making $2.50 because you don't support a minimum wage for waitresses.
Girls.
She doesn't care about other people, only her age.
It's true.
Who?
She likes to be in a windowless room at beige. Google Hangouting. Complaining about getting a raise and getting a bonus.
Well, Cheryl, the reason I got a raise, is because I work very hard before I come into the office. I told you I wake up at like 6 a.m. I go on Citrix. I do lots of work.
And Citrus?
Citrus.
Yeah, what kind? Like, what do you mean? Lemon?
Yeah. Lemon squares.
Yeah. I've done something with a citrus before, but it wasn't nothing like that.
You did your grapefruit your man?
Yeah.
I can't believe they copied that on Girls Trip. Did you see Girls Trip?
No, my mother talked about it.
So fucking good, but they grapefruit the man. That Tiffany Haddish is funny as fuck. She is funny, that woman.
Seriously. Did you watch her on SNL? She was
Yes, I did.
What does it mean, the grapefruit somebody?
Well, Google the video. We saw the video. Grapefruit your man. We went through that.
I saw the video. It's been done before, honey.
Oh, it's like a goatee.
Yes, it's like a goatee, but you're grapefruit your man.
There was this one time that my anus was very itchy, and I had to put cream inside of it with a glove. Pooping all over my arm, and then somebody thought I was... Never mind, it's racist.
What about that time you took the toilet bowl cleaner and you put the little toilet bowl blue thingy inside of you? That was interesting.
Check it out, I got many Pam on here now. But I just thought I'd show you all what I was doing in the kitchen today. So I will get back with you.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Wait, I want to watch Sassy Trump sing the Star Spangled Banner.
No. That actually is the
Broad stripes, broad, broad stripes. Red glare, the bombs bursting in air. The flag was still there.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I went to the Women's March yesterday.
Oh, how was it? I heard that there was use of the word cunt. It was very controversial.
What do you mean? I didn't hear that.
Never mind.
What happened?
That was for Edith.
What are you talking about?
Oh, is that what you saw? Is she here?
Somewhere.
What do you mean the word cunt happened in it? What are you talking about?
Well, I know you're not on Facebook anymore, but she posted a picture of somebody at the march. There was a march. They had a sign that said, let me go to this thing. I want to let me go to it. God, Facebook is a piece of shit.
I had a funny thing happen where, so I was at this little square by the federal building where the march ends, and there were all these moms with their vagina hats, and their little kids were playing in this mountain of melting snow, and this little kid was holding up a sign that said Illinois for life, because it was a pro-life sign, but it was buried in the snow, and the mommies were like, that's the wrong sign, not that sign, put it down, bury it, that's not our sign, that's a bad sign, that's a very bad sign.
Anyway. That's sort of meta, isn't it? With the kid holding it.
Mm-hmm. How is that meta?
Did they hide the child?
Oh, they raped him.
Yeah. And then they forced it to have an abortion.
Don't have this abortion.
You'll have the abortion.
Vince is starting his new job tomorrow. He said that he's going to try to improve Miss Siri for you, Deborah, because I know it's very hard for us to read your text messages now. So hopefully someday they'll be improved.
Right.
She might not want that, you know, say it.
Well, let's put it this way. There is absolutely no collusion. That has been proven. When you look at the committees, whether it's the Senate or the House, everybody but my worst enemies, they walk out, they say, there is no collusion, but we'll continue to look. They're spending millions and millions of dollars. There is absolutely no collusion. I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia, and everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election, and it should have never been this way, where they spend all these millions of dollars. So now even the Democrats admit there's no collusion. There is no collusion. That's it.
Okay, what were you saying? Yep. I don't believe that certain people wanted certain positions to be certain mentioned, especially
give him the wall.
I might be willing to edit it out for an enormous fee.
Yeah. It'll be edited and put on the front.
That's
page.
Our new donation strategy, blackmail. Can we do that? Can we do revenge porn, Grum? Be like, yeah. Okay, so here's what we have in the Grum, and if you want your part removed with your revenge porn, then you're going to have to pay us a lot of money.
Yeah, that would mean you'd need a video of it.
Yeah, Discord is the new revenge porn, I read.
And if you don't have revenge porn, we'll find it.
Oh, my God, that guy was on Colbert? The sassy Trump guy was on Colbert?
Hopefully he's very talented.
I didn't know that. He looks just like his voice.
I like to save the tailgate meal, please.
Dude, you missed your turn.
You'd think they'd be more popular.
I fell down the stairs.
Yeah, it's fun when we all can see him.
It's a commercial, you moron.
You won with favorites on the new 1-2-3.
Should I use Rabbit again with that shitty fucking delay?
That was actually fun.
I don't know. I didn't like how slow the interface was. It was really annoying to me.
Really? Guardians of the Galaxy, and heard him as the voice of Darth Maul.
And it was fast
Wars.
On mine. Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
You don't have it right.
Okay, we're not watching that. What?
Your back, maybe? That'd be the issue.
What about your vagina?
Your laptop can't handle it, honey, is what I'm saying.
What?
Your laptop walked into the bar. It looked to the right and to the left. Then it walked out because it was too slow.
Francine?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about Francine?
Francine, your spirit guide.
Francine yeah. Fishpaw?
Let you say if your Mac was a map, it'd be the
I
Apple.
I was also viewing the drinking of blood and a lot of other things that I don't want to go into. Orgies and everything else.
God, I can't deal with these.
What do you feel about this Stormy Daniels? She went topless today.
I like her name.
Yeah. So apparently Trump's like afraid of sharks and he wants all the sharks dead on the
Where's my purse?
Sounds good.
Yeah, so I was reading did you read the book Madge?
What?
Did you read the book about the president?
The John Kobach book? No.
Yeah. Cheryl, did you?
No.
Her mother read it in the car. Did your mother read it to you in the car?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was talking to you a little bit earlier about.
I don't know what's
with the Bela Lugosi house.
Well, you want to know something that's real? My prolapse, my gaping, disgusting, distended, bloody prolapse is real.
We're thick. Our genetics are thick.
Because it's a woman.
The world is thick.
Like fish.
The negativity is thick.
Let me go home, my lady.
No.
Don't put it on my face, Melanie.
You want it in your mouth?
Oh, no. No, Melanie.
Want it in your mouth? You want this poopy, sticky prolapse in your mouth?
When do they change the clocks back?
Never. What does that have to
I'm
do with
I'm so
my
sick
ASMR
of this horrible
TV.
Weather and it's so dark. Who decided it was a good idea to make it dark at 4:30 p.m.?
Honey, you should have moved to France, honey. You should have never came back.
France sucks.
Should have had the water heater.
France was great.
You should have had the water heater that was instant, honey, and you should have stayed.
You know, I have made every wrong move possible.
You should have just stayed. Wasn't that you, the water heater that was
yes.
instant? I can't remember. Okay.
But it broke for 3 months, and I didn't have hot water for 3 months except for a pilot light, so I had to bathe on a pilot light for 3 months. Yes, that was me.
Why do I know this shit? It's crazy.
Because it was awful. That's why you should know it. If there's anything you should remember, that's from all my Grums. I would
remember
expect
when
that.
Madge did that. She did work for the Grum, and she did a European vacation DVD and sold it back in the day.
That was racial.
She was hawking those DVDs like Lady Bunny when she was hawking hers.
Yes.
That was a very popular thing. DVD. Those are going to be worth more money than my apartment someday. I hope you have yours.
Yeah, yes. With the pubic hair on it.
No, that was yours didn't have a pubic hair, did it? That was the iPod Shuffle. Did I make you a DVD with a pubic hair too?
I think so.
No, that could be.
No, Deborah.
Did you stamp your own DVDs?
Deborah today thought that I was weird, Madge, because I was chatting with her and I sent her a very inappropriate video.
Very inappropriate.
Of what? Laps?
Of me shitting.
Oh.
And I said, is that normal? And she said, no, it's not normal. And I said, oh, well, for me it is.
And then I went off about how you and her constant obsession with Judy, and I'm not that girl, normal. And I don't want to see that.
It's not normal.
Hashtag me too, hashtag lawyer all red, hashtag just give me your donations. Okay?
Manch, is it normal or is it not normal?
Not normal? I'm going to watch Chef. I'm trying to watch. I need a good sharding.
This is so good. If you love KFC,
wife, this is right up your alley.
The fuck is going on?
So,
I hate this guy so much.
I didn't know he was normal. So, what else can we watch? I want to watch a video.
Well, I want to watch Denver get
birthday shart.
Amy, 16 years ago, I pooped my pants at our birthday party trying to fart the happy birthday song. Today, after years of trial and error and practice, I'm going to redeem myself. Happy birthday. Oh, no!
Ew. What? Oh, that was a put-on.
Man, whatever happened to X-Stealth? Is he dead now?
I think he's Fetus McMuffin.
Hello, fast forward. Today we are talking about a very sensitive topic.
No, I'm not going to watch a child talking about pooping his pants. It's creepy. All right.
A video.
Because he was supposed to make this amazing video, and then nothing happened.
Isn't it Fetus McMuffin?
No.
That's not X-Dope?
Oh.
No?
What? I thought it was, but she said it's not.
But who is it? Odd.
I don't know.
Oh, I love this.
Did I?
Huh? What are you playing?
Oh, it's a it's bad audio. Sorry, I was playing a scene from It's Pat the Movie, but it's like really bad audio.
Hello, I'm sorry, but the original video has been removed by YouTube due to the DMCA notice. But you can watch Boom.
Fuck you! I hate that bullshit. I love It's Pat.
Oh my God, this is good. Now I'm sending you this video on Skype. Now click it.
Which one?
Tell me.
You sent me two.
The latest one.
What? Oh, you sent me two. And your duck.
The last one I sent you.
That's what I'm hearing. The last.
Mayonnaise.
God, you're awful.
Feed me.
Midget fucks mature BBW.
Stop it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Mm-hmm. I don't hear nothing. Give I don't it see nothing. Sec. It's
what's
all
online or download?
No, with it's
advertising now.
Give it a second.
So, your name's Karen?
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
No. What is this? I can't. The audio is too low. I can't hear it. Goodbye.
Turn it up. Just turn it up.
I can't turn it up. It's outside its maximum.
It when you click the link, it starts at like 50%. Where do you
for a living? It's up as high as it can go.
I can hear it perfectly fine on Skype.
Good. Well, you can enjoy it yourself.
Turn up your hearing aid.
It doesn't work.
Deborah, you failed.
Yeah.
It's a funny video, but okay.
The audio is bad.
Well, maybe we can do that. Oh, my God, Madge, what are you doing?
What is this? What? Oh, you're sending me a link. Get live Vimeo. What the fuck is this? I thought it was a video. Send me something good.
Who, me or her?
I don't either one of you. What a disaster.
Maybe this time.
It's almost time to count to money, thank God.
Maybe this time.
I told him if we got enough.
What?
When?
We'll put her into porn.
Who?
We'll rehire you at the dorm and you'll bring in Thursday Lane.
Hey, everybody. I'm making a YouTube video. Everybody. I'm not giving up. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I just had my parents give me this,
laptop.
This iPad book computer. And I'm still with my computer. Books. And I just want to say, please, if there's anybody out there in Philadelphia that can reach me into getting into adult entertainment.
Oh, no, not that again.
You have to, like, take the small, start off small and but grow. Please. Like I said, I'm not looking to be popular.
Popular.
I'm not looking for everybody to accept me because I know that's not going to happen. But this is my passion, to be a book writer and to write stories about my fetishes. See this computer? And see these books? Please. This will be an early birthday gift and a late Christmas gift. Can someone direct this if anybody in Philadelphia that's shooting out right now,
shoot now.
Direct this video to an adult company that's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Like I said, get to know me. I don't want y'all to go by how I look. Whether y'all find me attractive or not, that's relevant. I want y'all to see what I'm about physically. Please. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, I may not be the best at speaking the best of good English, but at the same time, I talk too fast.
We have a number.
And I get nervous. Yes. But if you sit down with me and have a conversation with me, you get to know I could put together a sentence just as well.
Man, you're showing yourself again.
I'm going to hire a tutor.
Oh, oops.
But please.
Let's give her a call.
I'm 33 years of age. In 3 months, I'll be
34. If she wants to be popular, I'm going to have her sing the song.
Shut up.
Somebody put me in adult entertainment. We can call her after this. I'm not going to give up. Please. Now, I'm prayed on this. And I've been praying on this all day and all week. This is my passion. Please. Mm-hmm. It's in my heart. I would like to get into porn. Please. Please, somebody. Reach out to me. Give me a hand. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Please. I don't mean to be selfish. I won't let anything go to my head. And whoever helped me, you will be my best friend. But please. Can someone help me into the porn entertainment?
That's what Amy told me.
Help him, man.
She used me.
Amy has how many subscribers? How many bots?
She used me. She piggybacked off of
you. I just tried calling him. He didn't accept. Maybe it's because you guys were talking. I don't know. Could be.
Did you tell him popular? He's going to be popular.
Trying again.
But I don't hear it being daddy.
No, he's not. He's rejecting me.
So. Wait, are you Skyping him or calling a phone?
Skype.
Well, give me his number and I'll call it on my Hollywood number.
Maybe.
I
don't know his number.
Well, then how the fuck are you calling him?
Skype. Skype.
I'm sure he's not on Skype. He hardly has a computer.
Telephone number.
He has that laptop computer thing, iPad.
It's an HP. That's come on, honey. Too.
That's what he called it.
Honey.
Maybe this time it'll be bloody.
When the black boy rapes me.
Right.
Well, I gave you his number, but okay.
He's terrible on the phone. He's always so difficult to talk to. He's horrible. Remember, we talked to him a couple times. Okay, he's impossible to talk to. Impossible.
Impossible. Fergus. Is that a Broadway song? I can't remember.
I've got a friend named Fergus Smith. I could call him.
Mm. Why do you want to start calls when there's only 10 more minutes left?
I don't know.
That just means it's going to suck.
Let me see if I can get him. Hold on. Because I have... Wait, this says Mandy.
Do you know the prolapsed man? The prolapsed man? The prolapsed man? Oh, do you know the prolapsed man? Whose pecs and fits shock the world? Oh, yes, Rill knows the prolapsed man. The prolapsed man. The prolapsed man. Oh yes, Real knows the prolapsed man. His name is Goatsy for Kirk Johnson. Come on.
Please leave your message for...
He didn't answer.
I'll save this for a different grub. Hello?
Thank you for calling the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jesus. Don't you?
Hello, this is Crystal from Mama.org. How can I help you today?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Crystal, hello?
Yes.
I was calling. I'm a little nervous. I haven't ever done this before. I feel like I'm getting a calling from the Lord, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I'm going. I'm going through some rough times right now, Quinn. And I don't know if it's because of the time change. There not being enough lights, maybe. I had a breakdown last week over a lobster roll. That tells you where my heart is right now, honey. Are you there?
Yeah.
It's just been this year, 2019 is supposed to be a year for me. And I'm just having a breakdown with my thoughts and my body for Jesus. A lobster roll, like I said last week, it looks like yeast on a bun. I mean, I've just had a breakdown. Pardon me. And I just don't know where I stand with the Lord above, Krista.
Well, I know that He loves you.
I am being tested. And I don't. Excuse me, Krista.
So, what is your name?
Debbie.
Debbie? Well, I can, without a doubt, tell you, Debbie, that your Heavenly Father loves you so much, and He is aware of what you're going through.
You know that, though. Why doesn't He show me the way? I've got 14 jars of mayonnaise in the cabinet.
Well, sometimes we have to go through trials to help us learn.
Jesus, why did I buy the mayonnaise? You know what I mean? Why do I do the things I do? I need you to help me. What can you do to help me, honey?
Well,
I feel like the Lord's punished for the things I've done.
Do you pray?
I got stomach.
Do you pray?
I have, but I mean, I can. Do you want me to pray now?
Well, it's okay. You can pray. Do you want to pray with me? Because I can pray with you if you like.
The prayer that I always know is, excuse me, I've got the flu. The one I use is, oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. And I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because I love thee and I want so badly to be good. And Cheryl needs to stop doing that. I thought it was marriage. And that's not fun. And you're not the one that should be doing that. Need to stop it. Cut it out. Cut it out now. Go ahead, Krista.
Well, that's a very good prayer. That's a beautiful prayer.
I wrote it myself.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know if you keep praying and if you ask your Heavenly Father to help you, that He will be, huh?
A grandson that has told me he was gay. And so that kind of shocked me. I've had menopause, midget with vaginal odor. And I've been going through that. And if, you know, I've been trying to get a prayer to get it to smells to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And it just can't help it. I can't afford to go to the doctor. And it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's trying times for the, you know, the current stench. It's unbearable. And it just makes me sad. I'm almost stomp, big giggity.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You're good. It's okay.
I don't have my girls anymore. I don't have my girls anymore, and I just have a gay grandma. I just have my gun stench, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Debbie, is it okay if I pray with you?
What do we need to do to fix the problem?
Well, I'm not really sure, but I know that prayer always works
sound
for
very
me.
Wise, you know, I can tell you, very strong and wise, you know, you could pray for the constant.
Okay.
Okay.
And I know that reading the scriptures helps as well. Do you read the scriptures?
I would if I could say.
Okay. Well, you know, do you have a cell phone? Do you have a cell phone?
A cell phone in the sense I have a home phone.
Okay. Do you have a computer? Because I know that you can, you know,
I'm Asian.
Yeah?
I'm Asian.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make a difference?
Well, I know that if you, no, it doesn't make a difference.
I had voted for Trump. Is that the right? Sorry, what'd you say?
So you said that you couldn't see for reading the scriptures?
And you were cut off because of my damn TV. Hold on, let me turn my TV down, because I'm trying to hear what you're saying, and the damn TV's so loud. I'm sorry. Now, what were you saying about for Trump? I had voted for Trump. Is he punishing me for that?
No. God doesn't punish us. He lets us go through trials so that we can learn.
Honey, Red Hat, Linux, GitHub, Developer Bandcamp, Camp, Compliant, Bitcoin. I didn't know the chat. I love it. He's got to cry.
I'm sorry?
I've done it all. He's had all of me. I give him more, and he wants more, and I give it all to the Lord. I give it all. And they say Eva's weak, and she's getting weak, and she's look at her. Debbie's old. She's 64. Is she past her prime? Is it time? She can't edit. She can't do that. And I don't know what to do anymore.
Well,
I gotta let it go.
I'm sorry?
Is the Lord calling me to come to the gates?
Well, until he takes us home, he asks us to keep living our lives like we have a purpose, to keep living his commandments and keep trying to serve our brothers and sisters and develop the talents that he's given us.
But I feel like the Lord wants me to make a donation.
He wants you to what?
Make a donation.
This is Ben.
Okay.
I mean, it's that. You know?
Can if you feel like that's what you need to do.
Would that be the right thing to do? And get a private jet for the man? I hate having the flu. My stomach hurts. I can't even, the other night my lights went out and I couldn't find my flashlight. I'm getting old and they tell me that. You know, I remember when I was little. But I thought older women smelled weird. And now I'm one of those old women and I can't deal with it. I smell like mothballs.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but what we're actually going to have to go. It's our curfew time. And we're going to have to move on.
Pray for me. What do you mean curfew?
We definitely will.
Can you please pray?
We'll definitely pray for you.
I can't tell the difference. God, I hate the way I was called. He don't let me go like my husband. He left me. Don't you leave me. Don't leave me. God. Crystal, please. With me, honey.
she hang up?
You lying little bitch.
What did I do?
You Madge. No, I'm saying this. That's where the sounds are coming from in the house.
It was Cheryl playing them, and then she didn't stop, so then I started playing them too, because why not?
Did you like my live pissing?
Oh, so you little lion bitch from the square.
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. We took it too far. Now Crystal started laughing because she knew it was a prank. I was trying to get meta.
Why didn't you say, why are you laughing at me, Crystal?
Because I was going to bring it in. It was getting meta. I was going personal. I was going to bring you into it, Madge, and you were going to tell your problems. Hence, I said the light depression or whatever it's called, time change.
Oh, I didn't get that you were bringing me in.
Yeah, I was going to bring you in, honey.
Well, too late.
You got to be more clear with Madge. She's a little slow.
It was getting meta.
You think? All right, I'm glad you enjoyed
my live piss.
I was gonna wheel in the
Cheryl,
little.
That was duty.
Know.
I heard duty, not just pee.
Yeah, but no, that was just piss.
I was wheeling in the balloon, the fun balloon tank you get from Walmart, honey.
I heard cracky duty.
That was no cracky duty. It was just piss.
All right, let's go. Come on,
Howard Stern. He doesn't treat me this way.
Oh, I can't hear Howard Stern anymore. My subscription ended. I need somebody to give me a subscription. I can't get the trial to work anymore.
Oh, so sad.
I need free Howard Stern. Somebody, give me your login, please.
Madge, you don't do anything at work all day long. You just got a raise and a bonus.
That's why I need to listen to Howard Stern.
I think you can afford Howard Stern.
You know what? Just because I have a work ethic and you don't doesn't mean you should begrudge me.
True.
Hi, this is the Howard Stern radio station.
You could just listen for free to Bradley Trainer every day.
If you
want
to listen to Howard Stern, why don't you listen to your own episodes, honey?
Cheryl, I used to think that you sparkle inside, but you don't sparkle inside. You don't. You're nothing inside.
You look like burnt toast inside.
Neeti says, just put a period between the letters of your email.
What?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
If you want to get spayed. Oh, if you want to use another trial. Why don't we call XM and yell at him?
No, but I used a new email address, and it's not working like this.
Because it's the same radio ID, honey. Yeah, you're not going to be able to spam them anymore.
I don't have a radio ID. I don't have a car.
What? Oh, that's true.
I need a fucking login. Sure. Somebody please get
Francine
a car.
Says skip Ethiopian for a week. Yeah.
I need somebody to give me get a car so I can get the radio ID.
So you could use my daddy's, maybe. But I don't know if he has the premium version that comes with the headstand right in Oprah TV.
Okay, so it's time for donations. Cheryl, you ready? Shut up. Cheryl, you ready?
When was the last time we did it? Long time ago.
Wait, it says, sorry, we cannot show information right now. Check back in a few minutes.
Excuse me?
That's what PayPal says.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Log out, log in.
No, it's fine. Let's see, the last time I paid Jal was... all transactions and your mother.
The last time, what? Y'all?
Ice change.
You paid y'all?
I didn't say y'all. I don't say y'all. I don't speak Southern like you, bitch. Okay, so the last time I paid y'all was January 3rd. I didn't say y'all. What is that? What are you sending me, Cheryl? I'm busy.
Awesome.
I thought we was doing donations. I don't want old Howard. I want current Howard.
Come on, let's have reflection time. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Go ahead, man.
Hold on, I was being depressed. Okay.
Oh. You need to get a gaming system. I think that would help you, Matt.
Matt?
Madge.
You called me Matt.
You need to get a gaming system. It would keep your mind free.
Oh, yeah, that'll help.
Have you ever played a game before?
Yes, give me nightmares. Okay, so Brendan T., who is a stalker, gave us $9.41. Thank you, stalker.
Thank you, honey. Thanks, Brian.
His note says, the fucking note thing doesn't work. God damn it. We have no postal address on file. Oh, I have another sex tape to share with you. What?
Oh.
And then he gave me a... What's this? He gave me a link. I guess I should open it.
Oh, maybe
hacking your computer.
What are you talking about?
It's going to be like that movie Hackers or whatever.
This is probably an
old Cheryl, give one.
What?
Normally, on Fridays, I steal fruit because fruit is expensive now. Remember when fruit was cheap? Like, it used to be cheaper to buy fruit than processed food.
Lols. You want to play with this juicy...
No! But as I was starting to say earlier, we have there's a restaurant where they sell fish and chips. It's called Big and Littles.
You fucking kidding me? Are you still manic?
Cheryl, you're not participating in this. Why are you ignoring me?
I want to show you my woman lips.
I don't know what I'm looking at. What is all this shit?
Oh, yeah, that's vaginal yeast.
Cheryl, what is wrong with you? What the fuck are you doing?
Are you recording this?
Yes. Oh. Okay. That's a nice sound. But as I was starting to say, on Fridays at my job, we get corner bakery food for free. So I got an oatmeal. Uh-huh. Usually I take like a dozen pieces of fruit home.
We
have fruit, Cheryl. What?
I'm asking Deborah, you cunt.
Stop.
Okay, thank you, Brendan, for that lovely clip, I guess.
Okay, before you go on, this is the shit I was telling y'all about that I needed these clips to send to that girl. These are good promo clips, honey. So this one and the other one, put them in the goddamn holder so I can send them out. Jesus.
How about here's the link and shut the fuck up?
I've been asking for these, and y'all are like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. What are you talking about? That's what I was talking about.
You're giving me a horrible headache.
Oh, well, add it to the list.
List of what?
I wish it was a migraine.
What?
Sorry.
That's not nice.
I know it wasn't. I had one yesterday. It was horrible. I threw up.
Okay, next donation. We're not really making good time here. Next donation from Daniel G., $6.
Oh.
Yeah.
His note says, Patrick and I loved your stand-up clip and the new episodes, including all the Church of Deborah's and Ethan's Hot Show. Claire S., $9.41.
Thank you, honey.
Brian P., $14.26.
Thank you, honey.
Willow.
Oh.
$100.41. Thank you for what you and what you done.
Thank you, honey.
What'd you do?
Wait, she needs a squish sound.
Nanika, $25. With a note.
Love her.
With
love
a note her. For Cheryl's fatty grum commentary.
Oh, honey.
Oh, you made money on your own.
Whoa, look at that, man. You're welcome. And also that $100
Jeffrey,
for me. You're welcome.
Jeffrey R. Okay, shush. We got to move on. Thank you. Jeffrey R., Bathhouse Queen, $25.
Oh, thank you.
With a note that says peener.
Okay.
Ashley W., $30. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Honey.
With a note that says, buckle up, buckaroo. Matthew G., $5.
Thank you.
Matthew G. again for $1. With a note. Ooh. With a note. I forgot to add a note to the other donation. I'm a newer listener. I love the Grum Girls. Keep up the great work. I almost had to pull over my car when Kathy fell down the stairs. I was laughing so hard. Okay,
honey. Yeah, thank you, honey.
T-shirts fall down the stairs.
Grant B., $21.
Oh, thank you.
Luke T., $5. With a note. The notes say, Grum yeast be grum. Grum yeast be grummed, rather.
Normal.
Next.
Shakespeare.
Edith Bunker, $30.
Oh, thank you, honey. Don't say cunt, honey.
last but not least, Wasabi, $10.
Oh.
Please grum more and cycle as much as you won't.
I thought Vince said he donated.
I shall refresh.
More.
No, there is nothing from Vince at this time.
Give it a second.
Let me ask.
No, Vince donated, but it was... Wait a second. Hold on a second. When did I say the last Grum donation thing was?
January 3rd, darling.
The first one I read was Vincent, was Brendan Tista. Brendan T. Yeah. Vince donated. He was the last person to donate the last time we got money. We already gave his money. Yeah.
No, he's typing. Hold on.
He donated on January 3rd, $50.
It's 3 weeks ago, you bitch.
Yes,
starting a new job at Pear.
Got a bonus.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was the last person to donate for the last time. Anyway, what's the total?
I had to go on a carnival cruise.
That's awful. What's the total?
And I want to go again.
I hope she's feeling shamed.
Why? She gives us lots of money. The fuck's wrong? Bonus. You know who should feel shamed is that Troy, who said he was going to give us money when his boyfriend joined the Golden Circle, but that didn't happen.
I think she joined the army and went off to fight in Korea.
Right.
Hold on.
The Mario game's really fun.
Oh, Reagan. You and your fucking addictions. I've had it with you.
Oh, God, it's so fun, though. It makes me, like, have flashbacks. Oh, and then a lovely, I'm going to go ahead and say a thank you to Fetus for sending me that lovely Sonic game for my Nintendo Switch. I really like it and enjoy it, and I'm having major flashbacks when I used to play it when I was a little girl, and I went to the flea market, and I got to pick out a video game, and I picked out the Sonic one.
But if Fetus is an X-Dope, who is Fetus?
I don't know. I really thought you were X-Dope, honey. I'm sorry. Because you're really talented, and I thought you were X-Dope because of the audio song you sent. Madge, you didn't get to hear it, but Fetus, which I thought.
How much was it, Cheryl? God, Deborah's starting to go crazy.
No, you got to hear this. You remember when you did the Girls remix with Beyonce, Madge?
Yes.
Well, Fetus, who I thought was X-Dope because it has the same feeling, like high production, did your thing, and then, like, took your idea and, like, made it real. It's fucking amazing. She played some for me one night in here.
Okay.
Now, yes. What are you planning on buying, Madge? Have you bought anything?
No.
Are you never going to buy anything again? Is this, like, this is it?
What do I need to buy, honey?
Well, I mean, I'm just, like, stating, like, you know, the last thing I think you bought that was, like, a value was the grinder, wasn't it?
A value? Really?
Well, I mean, you know, that was like something exciting.
Are you shaming me for not spending money on crap?
I just don't understand why you went from, like, back in the day when you were poor like me, you bought, and now you don't buy anymore.
Because I spent 2 years paying off my debt, and I find that having done that makes me not want to waste money, okay?
Yeah, but there's nothing you want.
I want to fucking retire is what I want. I want to be able to survive is what I want. And
okay,
you're
at Kathy level right now. That's what you're telling me.
No, what I'm telling you is that you're a moron, and I don't know how to speak to you about financial matters.
Okay, so you'd rather retire, travel the world, and eat at nice restaurants instead of having video games.
I don't want video games. I don't want video games. Do you want? Do you want cancer? I mean, it's like such a dumb question to me. I don't want fucking... It's like, I just... There's nothing I want about video games. I don't like them. They do nothing for me. Why are you trying to convince me to spend money on this crap? What is wrong with you?
I find when you... Okay, personally, you'd make a decision. It's easier if you can't convince yourself, you try to convince other people. Therefore, you made the right decision.
What are you talking about?
I decide to do heroin. I try to get my friends to do it because it makes me feel better about it. So if I eat, I need you to eat. What I'm saying is I need you to eat some
mayo. Yes.
And did you see the banana coin? I thought it was like a fucking joke. No, it's serious. You buy banana coin, cryptocurrency, and you're buying fucking bananas. This is got.
It's like Dogecoin.
Yes.
Normal.
I think Madge has stroked down on us.
Well, I don't know what to say about your financial stuff. It perplexes me, to be honest. I don't know what you fuck. You're upset with me because I'm not spending money on crap?
No, I just wanted to know, like, what's something you want besides retirement.
Food. I spend money on food. That's what I do.
Thank you. That's all you had to say.
I told you I went to...
We're going to be chopping buddies. Thank you, Vince. Oh, I left my purse in the car. Can you swipe for me, Vince? Thank you. Pay you back.
I don't know what we're even talking about. All right, this is over for me. Are you guys going to do any more shit?
What?
Are you going to do more shit?
No, because then they don't donate.
Good. Punish them. Punish those motherfuckers.
I've heard to do things with you. It's not fun when it's just me and Cheryl, to be honest. What? It gets very depressed. I mean, it's fun. Listen, I don't mean that against you, but it's just not the same when Madge isn't on. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
you're
just
full of shit. Thing. You're full of shit. The Grums are 10 times better that way.
No, it's not. I swear to God. Cheryl, did I not tell you privately it's not the goddamn same when I'm being serious? No.
Yeah,
you lied.
Right. Okay, let's go. Lying. I got to go, honey. It's been fabulous. Not really. I can't wait to work in a few hours.
Did you say the total, what the money was?
$97.16 each.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everyone. Oh, and do we need to promote anything at the end?
Are you going to do any more stand-up?
I'd love to, but I don't have any gigs. I need to get gigs. I don't know how to get geeks.
Like the black woman named Geeks on YouTube.
Geeks.
Get more iCloud space, honey. Go to retirement homes, honey. That'll work. You do need to do more stand-up, though.
I don't know.
It was really good.
I don't want to do open mics. It's so embarrassing and hard. And, you know, I'm just fucking too depressed for working.
I was showing someone your Tammy Faye video, and they fell out. That's what you need to do more of.
All right.
Okay, I'll do it. But I don't have gigs. I need gigs. I'm happy to do it.
Okay, well, I told you what the... Well, I don't want to get too personal.
I had a nice time grumbling with you girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
get saved.
All right, behind me.
Finish your sentence, Deborah.
I was going to say exactly what I told you, honey, from last time. Just lie, call the places, and just puff yourself up a little bit. They're not going to check this shit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right, bye, honey.
Bye.